KEW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A government shutdown off the table for now. President Biden signing a short-term spending bill late last night, funding the government only into the new year. Some measures just temporary.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the only way to avoid these continued last-minute spending showdowns is for both parties to compromise.
Because of bipartisan cooperation, we're keeping the government open without any poison pills or harmful cuts to vital programs.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Also in Washington, New York Congressman George Santos defiant, calling a newly released Congressional Ethics Committee report biased. It says Santos blatantly used campaign funds to pay his rent, buy designer goods, get Botox treatments, and an OnlyFans account. He is planning a news conference for after Thanksgiving. President Biden wraps up the APEC summit in San Francisco today. This is ABC News. Starbucks workers walking off the job for one day in more than 200 locations around the country. They hope it brings attention to what they call low wages in high-priced cities. Lou Epstein is a barista in Washington State.
We are so understaffed that we, like a single barista, is doing the work of three people, and it is extremely unsafe.
The former girlfriend of rapper-producer Sean Diddy Combs is accusing him of sex trafficking and sexual assault. ABC's Lionel Moise on her lawsuit.
Cassandra Ventura claims shortly after meeting Combs when she was 19, he began drugging her, beating her, and forcing her to have sex with male prostitutes. She also claims near the end of their relationship in 2018, Combs forced his way into her home and raped her.
Combs' lawyer is calling Ventura's claims outrageous, saying she's been demanding $30 million in a blackmailing attempt. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano caking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
Difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers, potential workers, that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks take on the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum as they host the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks are ranked near the top right now, 6th for offensive efficiency, while the Hornets are poor on defense, ranked 27th in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. They're going to welcome in Robert Morris University out of Pennsylvania. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, Saturday night in prime time against Nebraska. The kickoff 6:30 at Camp Randall. Wisconsin trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after losing to Northwestern. At Coach Luke Fickell admitted he's gotten pretty intense chewing out players in front of their teammates, but not in public.
There's things that you talk about within your family that
you don't talk about outside your family. You know, I remind those guys that, look, I will never call you out in the media. I'll never call you out in the public, but I sure as hell will call you out in front of our family. But in the big picture of it, I'm responsible.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 44. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 30. Highs level off around 51. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the second hour of Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor with a rare day off today. And it was a very, very insightful first hour talking about a very, very serious problem around here. Sandra Rank, thank you for doing that and getting Mandy on and getting the word out there. And we've got a gentleman that's in our studio right now, and he says, hey, I was listening. Whatever help you guys need, we will give it. So we're going to keep... we're gonna keep bouncing on that thing, but Todd, you're a music guy, okay?
Yeah.
Did you? Was there anybody you ever wanted to be?
Music wise?
Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
Ooh, that's
Are you serious?
Good one. That's a good one.
Oh wow.
But like late '60s, early '70s, before like the weight gain and all that, just when he started wearing the suits and stuff.
Okay.
Like,
black leather.
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh yeah.
But anyway, so Sandra says she talked to Dish. Oh man, I've always wanted to be a rock star. I would love to be a taller version of, and I'm thinking, you know, Cher or something. She's somebody, yep. Yeah, John Bon Jovi. she wants to be a rock star, but she wants to be a guy, and not just the guy rock star, but taller than
yes.
him. That's
yes.
not asking for a lot, is it, Dennis?
I haven't called lots of names.
I'll bet. We got Dennis from the Glam Band here with Christy. Christy doing her weekly segment, What's Going On Out in the Community, and go right ahead. Actually, I'm going to give you mine, then. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. So our friends over at Epic Event Center, tonight is the Taylor Swift Dance Party. And that is, the doors open at 8 p.m. and the show is at 9 p.m. And tickets are still available for $15. And John,
yes?
If you haven't been to Epic Event Center, what street is that on? Our mayor, he loves to say what? What road is that on?
Holmgren.
Yeah.
Holmgren. Holmgren.
Yeah.
Holmgren.
Yeah. 2351 Holmgren Way. So that's going to be tonight. And Dennis, I must say, when I'm not at glam band concerts, that's where I'm at. Taylor Swift concerts. Okay.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I gotta write that down. No, I don't.
What else do we have, Dennis?
Well, I have something highlighted in front of me. Shall I read that?
Yes.
Fantastic. The Prevea Green Bay Holiday Parade is Saturday,
yeah,
the 18th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. The location is Jefferson, Cherry, and Washington Streets.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my, Frank and Amy of Let Me Be Frank Productions will be performing.
Your good friend.
Yeah, he is a swell fella.
He's excited to see you.
Me too. I'm excited. And that's going to be in front of the Brown County Courthouse.
I thought the thing about you wanting to be John Bon Jovi was creepy. Until these two.
It's a love fest.
Even the King loves Bon Jovi, John. So.
That's right.
So, Todd, so that they're going to be, that what is that, in front of the courthouse.
Yeah.
Frank and Amy from Let Me Be Frank will be performing in front of the Brown County Courthouse from 9 to 10 to kick off the holiday cheer. Oh, that's exciting.
I'm going to that.
Santa! Santa's coming!
Santa! And his reindeer.
I know him!
Todd? Yeah, I was going to say, Todd does a really good Santa.
Wow.
John Mino, you've been a naughty boy.
Okay, that was kind of cool. That was very good.
That was good. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
All these wild facts.
Good morning.
There's so much involved with this. What should I keep on going? Is there more?
Well, yeah, there's going to be what?
Snow princesses and their snowman friend. Will be the grand marshals in the parade. Join them at the Hotel Northland at 304 North Adams Street for a free meet and greet and photo op until 1 p.m. Woo,
okay,
that's exciting,
you know how
too.
Unique things freak certain people out?
Unique.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
You mean creepy things freak
certain people out? Not even creepy, nice things. Okay. This person here, we were over at the thing the other night with everybody and with Frank and Amy, and this person was freaking out because the inflatable snowflakes. Freaking out.
I thought they were a little creepy. Like you couldn't see their faces, and they kept almost bumping into me. They were really big and just dancing.
It's like
all
a bad
over
dream.
The place. Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was great. They're just a little big.
Okay,
that's all.
You guys, on the parade, where does it start? Do you guys know? Where does it start?
At the courthouse.
Okay, so it starts at the courthouse.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And at what time does it start?
At 9 a.m.
Okay, that's when they perform. But does the parade start then too, or do?
I believe
are they singing it?
Yeah, 9 a.m. it starts.
Everything. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
All righty. And then what else do we have going on? The Chris Kindle Market on Broadway. That is tonight from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that is right on Red Sculpture Park in Hubbard Street in the heart of downtown Green Bay Broadway District. Okay. And that is a traditional outdoor German-style holiday street market. And we just want to stress, you know, support small local businesses. Come out. There's going to be a lot of fun vendors. Food, music, and fun.
Okay.
That is a great event.
You know what? Again, okay, go ahead. Let me just say something. Everybody make their comment. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
When I was doing my 6,000 steps yesterday.
And he really does.
Yay.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Hercules.
Did you hear her comment today? She's like, what? You walk? Oh, what?
Sandra?
Yeah. Literally the first words out of her mouth. Was it? Like almost the very first thing, it was like she spit up her coffee when I said about my walk.
He walked in the lobby the other day. He was like drenched from walking.
Well, that's
seriously
good. Oh, wow. I'm loving it. That's good.
Thank you.
Hydrate.
Thank you. But anyway, what I was saying is, so on Broadway they're building all these little shacks.
Yep.
And all he said, is that what that was for?
Yes. Yes.
I did not know what that was.
It's little a shack, baby.
Okay.
I love that. It's a European market. It's like
was
a
that
European
Todd?
Market.
That was Dennis.
Oh, is that Dennis? Okay. Give us a love shack. Give us a little love shack.
Oh, wow. So hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
Tin roof.
Rusted.
Busted.
Okay, I'm just going to go home. You guys take care of the rest.
I got me a Chrysler. It's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail. Woo!
Do you guys do any of those with the glam band?
We don't get out much, sir.
No. All right. What's your most requested song?
The next one.
You give that answer for everything. If we say, what's your favorite venue? The next one. What was your favorite concert you ever did?
The next one. Yeah. Most requested. Wow. It's usually Bon Jovi. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
You do a lot of Bon Jovi, though, right?
You do get a lot of Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Then some Weisenheimer will go, Green Man Alicia! Play Green Man Alicia!
Play what?
Judas Priest. It's a,
oh, I don't know. Okay.
Anyway, right. some Yahoos.
Okay. Some Yahoos. And then headed over to Oshkosh, what do we have going on? I think everybody will love this one.
How do you say that name? Is it like the...
From Impractical Jokers, Sal Vulcano?
Vulcano?
Yeah, him.
Todd, jump in.
I'm leaving you guys on your own here. This is your segment.
Impractical Jokers. I
recognize the face, but...
No? It's a good show. Okay.
All right. It is a funny show.
It's hilarious.
The things that they do to each other...
It does look like an Italian name, so I would go with Vulcano.
Vulcano?
Yes.
Did I kill it?
It's got vowel movements in there.
By the way, do you know where Sandra's from? Her hometown is? What's your hometown?
Pulaski.
Oh!
Polka Days.
Earlier it was Plaski. Now it's Pulaski.
Go. Like Trivers?
Plaski. Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
Like Trivers, yep.
And that was a realization. I did not know that we said it differently.
Old-time hockey, like, you know, Eddie Shore.
Eddie Shore, eh, coach?
So, Impractical Jokers, they're going to be there tonight at 7 p.m. at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center, and tickets are still available. They're $39. And then one more thing for Oshkosh. John, I thought you would love this. It's Christmas at Artie and Ed's Drive-In. Oh. Remember a while back we were talking about drive-ins?
We had a big discussion. I said there were no more drive-ins in the area.
Right.
And I think, Todd, you were the one who said, have you been to Artie's and Ed's?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's Artie and Ed's Drive-In Restaurant that's in 2413 Main Street in Oshkosh. And this is completely free, and it's from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Nice. Drive-in restaurant or drive-in movie?
It's a drive-in restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can get...
Depends what you want to do.
Right. Maybe a little bit of everything, but you can stop and get your Christmas tree and holiday gift packages and a bunch of fun stuff. Otherwise, you could wait till the very end and get your tree last, maybe for free, like the mayor gets his pumpkin.
Yeah, the mayor. He gets free pumpkins. He's so cheap. He waits till they're giving away the pumpkins.
He goes to the farmer's market the very last day. Yes. Just
the last half hour of the last day.
Can you
day.
See it? I can hear him knocking on them right now.
Right.
This one's too soft. This one's too hard. This one's just right.
Although I think he wants you to go to his Christmas party. Yeah. And he's already got his trees. He's got seven Christmas trees in his house.
Wow. Donna has seven Christmas
trees. Donna has seven Christmas trees in the
house. There's four floors. That house is absolutely gorgeous. Am I the only one in this room that's been there?
I've never been there.
I've only been on the porch.
I even made homemade apple crisp there, too.
Todd, have you been there?
I haven't even been on the porch. Let me just say that.
It is beautiful.
Restraining orders have a way of working.
Yeah, they do.
I'm sorry.
We're just the working class over here.
Well, Dennis, let's talk about your big event coming up. That's going to be just absolutely huge at Epic.
Oh, yeah. I thanks for asking.
Epic.
Yeah.
Epic.
We're doing a Christmas party there, a Christmas bash, if you will, and 38 Special is going to be the headlining act, and we get to, shovel off some dust on the stage before they get on there. And so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a great time. Awesome. It's a great stage. It's just a great place. You know, it's so happy that there's a tremendous show place like that in Green Bay nowadays. It's really so cool that we have this.
And it's still almost quiet. I mean, for as the great venues that they've had there and everything, I mean, we're still you have to know the music scene to know to go to Epic. I mean, that's, you know, it's still blossoming, so to speak.
I would agree with that.
And it's something
I would agree with that.
There's something happening there all the time.
Right.
I mean, it's on a regular rotation, and it's really blows my mind, and it's so neat because there's acts that come to town that wouldn't otherwise, mm-hmm. that wouldn't have in the past.
And are they sold out?
Sold out of what?
I mean, when you go when
oh,
they
I'm,
have
I'm kidding. I didn't get it. There's that. Doctors are standing by to take my call right now, but.
This guy is awesome.
But it's clean. The service there is just phenomenal. If you want to go get a drink, you don't wait. I mean, it's just everything. The bathroom, there's never a line in the bathroom. They're quick.
Yeah, and did you say for the actual entertainers, for the groups coming in, there's like workout rooms and a kitchen or whatever?
There is.
Backstage is crazy cool.
There's a gym, a little gym you can shoot hoopy hoops in there and stuff. Basketball to the layperson. And they really pulled out all the stops. It's really... they call this in the business a B market, but the show place itself is really an A because of all the amenities that they have there for. So the bands and acts that come in there, they just really rave about the facility.
They even have a washer and dryer.
Yeah. Showers, mm-hmm. you know.
How much time did you spend backstage?
None at all.
How do you know?
I just went and saw the water.
How did you know that?
John, you read my mind. I'm like, wow.
She seems modest.
That came out so innocently, but it's like, well, when I was backstage with the band. Yes. Dennis, always a pleasure having you here, buddy. You're the best. Thank you for getting up so early for us.
Thanks for letting me.
Yeah, you're the best, man. But
it's nice to meet you.
Likewise, thank you.
Your concert coming. I mean, you guys are playing all over the place always, and go to your website to see all the different things. But the one with 38 Special is going to be phenomenal at Epic. December 15th, I believe.
14th, 15th, something like that.
15th. I think 15th.
December 15th, yep.
Okay,
yep.
Awesome. Christy, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
When we come back, Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine will join us, then Bart Starr Jr. at the bottom of the hour. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor with Sandra Rank filling in. We got Christy. We've got Dennis from the Glam Band talking about all the great things they're going to be doing. And we've got the man of the hour, Mark Hewson from Bellin Sports Medicine. Mark, it's kind of weird. It's a Friday, and we're not going to be on the sidelines of a football game tonight.
Yeah, it is quite weird. It was quite weird sitting there last night watching the state games, and it's, 50 degrees, and there's no snow down in Madison. But, it's been a great season.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, though. We lost two of our local teams got knocked off, Wrightstown and Luxembourg-Casco, both defeated. But, boy, people have no idea how hard it is to get there. Isn't that true?
Oh, it's crazy how, you may struggle early on, barely qualify for the playoffs, but then you go on a nice little run and you're sitting at Madison. At least, that's a great opportunity to go for that gold ball last night. Unfortunately, neither came back with it, but they're coming home with a silver place, and it's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, we saw you guys in action last week as far as what trainers can do these days in high school football. We saw the quarterback from Kekana go out with a knee injury early in the ball game. We thought for sure he was done for the game. Second half, there he was, playing as good as ever. It's amazing what you guys can do, isn't it? And obviously, if he was in any danger, they wouldn't have put him back out there. But it's amazing how those three or four trainers all gathered around him and took care of him.
Yeah, and that was one of the things I think sometimes people ask me, both after the game last week and even last night we were watching some games, and it happens. That's what their athletic trainers are doing. There's some great male and female athletic trainers that we have in Northeast Wisconsin, and it's just a matter of, it's like they've got a doctor. They're not doctors, and I'm not going to say that they are, but they have the experience that on the sidelines they can assess, they can review, they can see, can that person go back in the game? Yeah, they may be sore. Yeah, they may be hurting a little bit, but it's safe for them to go back in the game. And, last week was a great opportunity. I don't know what happened with the Connick kid. I wasn't down there. But it was awesome. He was able to come back senior year and play the second half of that game.
Yes, super awesome.
Yeah, it's just awesome. It's just such a great opportunity for, and I just want to, reiterate probably to a lot of parents of, we're trying to do what's best for your son or daughter when they're out on a football field or a basketball court. It could even be a track meet, and you injure a finger or you're injured your ankle. Can you finish? And is it safe to go back out there? And that's some of the great opportunities that we have as athletic trainers. We even have strength coaches out there trying to get these kids bigger, faster, stronger so they don't get injured. And that's just a great opportunity that's offered to these kids while they're in high school and even in some schools, middle schools.
Mark, you've seen my courage in playing hurt with my quasi-gout or pseudo-gout, whatever it is. Gosh. I mean, you've seen it.
Here we go with the gout. It wouldn't be a Friday
injury,
without it.
Yes.
Shoulder injuries.
Yes. But here's the funny part, and this kind of goes back to what we were talking about today. Well, I was reading about, the best things to do to rehab. Swimming is the best thing to do. I can't swim.
Either can Milton.
Dennis, can you swim?
Well, I sure try.
Okay. Well, Ronald Reagan just joined us. Christy, can you swim?
I sure can.
Todd, can you swim?
Sorry, no.
Sandra, can you swim?
Like a fish.
That's what I mean. Aww. So it's like, I've got no hope. It's like, I can't swim. But they say it's the best rehab type thing that there is.
John, that's when we grab one of those little kiddie pools and we just put them, fill it up to about a foot or a foot and a half. And we
just join Milton in his swimming classes.
That. If I could wear floaties and people wouldn't laugh at me, I would do that. I really and truly would.
John, yesterday I was on social media and you know how those little memes will come up and stuff like that? There was one of all these old men kind of bending over, holding their back and their knee and stuff, and it said Battlestar Sciatica. And I sent this to Christy. I'm like, this is John and I right now.
Absolutely.
I was laughing so hard.
Absolutely.
Like a 70s rock band.
But I got to say something, though. I give you guys credit. You guys stay in great shape. You guys play almost every night. You guys are running around up there on stage. You're jumping off things. How do you guys not get injuries?
You know, it's interesting that you say that. True story is I use the pool.
Really?
I do. I should say ool, no P in it.
That's ool. Right, Tanner's. Cool?
At the Y in Kimberly.
Do you know about that, Mark?
An ool? The Y?
An ool.
An ool. No pee.
Unfortunately, not all schools have a pool, but it's, you know, if you could be a football team and you want to take a day off, it's great. Take your kids in the pool. You're just not doing that heavy pounding, and you're going to let your kids get a lot of great cardiovascular exercise while swimming in the pool.
I got to get me a pool, and then I got to learn how to swim. Can I say, am I too old to get lessons?
No.
Never.
You think I would still learn?
No. Yes. If you want to.
Really?
Who out there give me lessons? My son goes to lessons, and literally, I think I went to a lesson 6 months ago, and I actually watched an adult that was probably 40 or 50 years old going through lessons. So, yes, if you're never too old.
All right. Because I've always wanted to swim.
Then do it. Yeah, don't be scared.
Okay, this could be a dumb question. I'm not scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm not. This might be a dumb question. Do you have to be a good swimmer to be a scuba diver?
You asked Ed the diver this. He said no, but we thought you'd freak out because of the oxygen tank.
But he doesn't go real deep. I mean, he only goes like 20 or 30 feet. I want to go like 100 feet.
Yeah.
Let's just think about it. That sounds like fun.
Right. I know. Right?
John, let's think about this. You're in 100 feet of water.
Yes.
And you can't swim.
Yeah.
How is this a good idea?
Well, okay. I think sometimes they drop an anchor rope down. Yeah, that you can hang on to.
This scares me already. Okay. All right. I did not know that facet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's all remember this is the same guy, John, that had a hard time going with gout from a track up to the press box.
You don't have
to. Now we're talking about going, John, 100 feet down.
But you said it's good for you.
It is, John.
Well, that's...
Mark. So... I just have this visual.
In the scuba gear and the... Yeah.
Right.
It's Scuba John.
Yeah. I don't know. That's always been one of my dreams. Do you remember... Anybody here old enough to remember the TV show Sea Hunt with Lloyd Bridges?
You brought that up.
I know. Did you guys remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
I don't.
And that's what I want to be.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? You're too young.
I do the Wild, Wild World of Animals. What was that? After Disney? Animal Kingdom.
Marlon Perkins.
Animal Kingdom.
Oh, my gosh. I never miss that. I was on Sundays at 4 o'clock. Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom.
That's what I remember.
And I always loved it. I was Marlon Perkins, the guy who went, "Well, I wait by the truck. Jim is down corralling the croc in the swamp." He does have poor Jim, his native guy hunter. Terry at the YW Madison Street does give lessons. John can walk there from my penthouse apartment. I always throw in the term penthouse because Jim always says that.
Fancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Very fancy.
All right. So I don't have any more excuses. Then I can scuba dive. You want to come scuba diving with me?
No.
Okay. Todd?
I'll pass, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not even going to ask you
That's
to.
That's a hard no. I'm not even going to ask you to.
I know what's going to happen there.
I'll drive.
All right.
I'll drive.
Mark Husen, Bell and Sports Medicine. Any final words for us here today, my friend?
You know what? Let's just enjoy the great day. Enjoy the great weather. Lots of great football games that you can watch today. No local teams, but have a great weekend. Enjoy the downtown.
And Mark, yes. I did 6,700 steps yesterday. Aren't you proud of me?
John, I am. Let's double that today.
What a motivator. He's in my boat, right?
All right. Hey, look at the time, Mark. We've got to get out of here. Right. Mark Hughes in Bell and Sports Medicine. Thank you, buddy.
See you guys.
Bye, Mark.
When we
Bye,
come
Mark.
Back, Bart Starr Jr. will be joining us. That'll be fun. Back after this. Looking
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A government shutdown off the table for now. President Biden signing a short-term spending bill late last night, funding the government only into the new year. Some measures just temporary.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the only way to avoid these continued last-minute spending showdowns is for both parties to compromise.
Because of bipartisan cooperation, we're keeping the government open without any poison pills or harmful cuts to vital programs.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Also in Washington, New York Congressman George Santos defiant, calling a newly released Congressional Ethics Committee report biased. It says Santos blatantly used campaign funds to pay his rent, buy designer goods, get Botox treatments, and an OnlyFans account. He's planning a news conference for after Thanksgiving. President Biden wraps up the APEC summit in San Francisco today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Department of Workforce Development economist Dennis Winters.
People are getting jobs, they're getting paid well, and hence they're spending that money. And as you know, that's what drives the U.S. economy pretty much.
More than 3 million people are working in non-farm jobs in Wisconsin. That's close to a record. Republican Congressmen Mike Gallagher and Tom Tiffany were the only two members of Wisconsin's delegation to vote against a bill to avoid a government shutdown. The bill divides government funding into two portions with new deadlines in January and February. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a high of 44. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 30. Highs level off around 51. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. EW.
and the mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Jim has today off. I believe the first, is this the first day he's ever had off since we've started doing this show?
I think so.
I think it is, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sandra Rank filling in. We got Krista here, and we have, what name do you want to go with again today, would you say?
I've been called lots of names, yes. Man.
So just call you Dennis Lee Roth?
I don't know. I was just a baby when I was born.
Okay. But you're wearing a Vince Lombardi shirt, which is very apropos.
Thank you, yeah.
Since the gentleman, the very special guest that Sandra, you hooked up, give the very special introduction for this man.
Welcome to my friend Bart Starr Jr.
Bart
Sandy
Jr.
Sandy and John, good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. It's wonderful to connect with you, and I wish I was up there with you right now in Green Bay.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is awesome, even getting you on the phone. I've never met you personally, okay? But I was really jealous of you, all right? When I was a kid, and we'd come down from the UP, and we'd get to go to one Packer exhibition game, the Bishop's Charity game, okay? And we went to eat at Big Boy.
Oh, I love, I'm military?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, now, my gosh. I'm Military Avenue. That's right, mm-hmm. Sandy.
That was such a special treat for us. You can't believe it. And we're sitting there, and who comes walking in but you, your brother, and your mom. And I think it was, like, Gary Knafel's wife and one of their kids or something like, but it was like, oh, my God. I mean, this is Bart Starr Jr., and we're the exact same age. What year did you graduate from high school, Bart?
Graduated in from DePere High School in 1976.
Okay, I was 75, so we were like basically the same age and everything. And it's just like, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So was that like that for you, Bart, when you were growing up around here? Or were you just another kid, you know, going to the local elementary school?
I think it leaned a little bit, John, more toward the latter, because it would be one thing to move into an area in which suddenly your parents became well known. But if you grow up in it, and particularly in a community such as Green Bay, which is a rock solid blue collar community with long standing traditional values, it doesn't seem to be quite as it would not stand out the way it would today. Football players, they're almost in most cities, they kind of live a separate life. Unless you're in Green Bay. So yeah. Green Bay brought so many advantages to everybody, including that right there. So, and also when you're young, you don't have the perspective, the history, the understanding of the significance of what's taking place with respect to the Packers' achievements, particularly in the 1960s when you're talking about the time frame you just alluded to.
Did you know if there's still a big, did you know there's still a big picture of you up in the McDonald's on the corner of Shawano and Military? Did you know that?
I do know that, actually. Someone pointed it out, and I would hardly describe it as a picture of me. I'm just a little runt sitting in my parents' car. And I think we know why that picture is on it. It had to do with Mom and Dad, and I think it was the general manager of that McDonald's at the time. I'm forgetting his name, forgive me, but it's actually a beautiful photo.
It is. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Sandra?
I don't know the picture.
Oh, I thought you'd know that one, too.
No, I don't.
Being a Plasky girl. Nope, hey, Bart, we want to do something here.
I don't know everything.
Okay. We want to, Todd and I, our producer, Todd. This is Todd.
Hello.
Bart Starr Jr.
Yep.
Okay, so it was a great honor. It was a great honor a couple of years ago when they renamed the Walnut Street Bridge the Bart Starr Bridge, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but we think it deserves a better sign. Because what we would like to do, Todd and I, we're going to do a fundraising campaign. And if it's okay with you, we want to talk to the city and see if we can put up a more prominent, more
substantial
sign than what they have. Would you be okay? Appropriate. Throw it all the keyboard. Keep all those words there. All the adjectives. Would you be okay with that?
Well, I don't know. Is it appropriate for me to talk about a more appropriate sign, Sandy?
Ask Sandy.
Yes, it is.
She's running this show today.
Of course. Yeah. Sandy, you and John, you get to see that sign more frequently than do I. And I'd love to hear your ideas. I think, my dad, being a person of modest character, would probably reach out and, you know, from above and grab me by the throat if I did something to try to draw more attention to him. But
yeah.
if it'd be something that the, you know, that the people in Green Bay would like to see, and Sandy, you'd be the perfect person to kind of spearhead that. I think maybe he and my mom would make an exception this one time.
That would be phenomenal.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at it.
Absolutely. We're going to do that. Well, Bart, when you do come back to Green Bay, I'm sure, you know, some of your old friends are still around and you reconnect with them. And what are your feelings when you come back to this town? I know it's changed quite a bit, but is there still that certain something when you do come back?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And particularly when we're able to come back for example, Sandy was kind enough to come to this along with her husband Jamie to the fundraiser at the Lambeau Field atrium for the Rawhide Boys Ranch. That it brings back tremendous memories, and that started back in the 1960s, as you know. But when you think about, well, it's only been in the last 15 or 20 years that you could hold an event such as that at the Lambeau Field atrium, which is just a remarkable thought that we have this beautiful venue in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The progress, I think Green Bay has sort of nailed a perfect balance between moving forward and making the city even more appealing, hence the wonderful accolades that it gets from publications such as U.S. News and World Report about being the best city to live in, while retaining the characteristics that made it so special in the very first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sure, when you get back, you can't help but drive around to certain areas, stop into certain locations. But then you balance that with the fact that I've only known Sandy about a year and a half or two, and you continually meet new individuals that you could have never envisioned when we were all younger that, you know, are making such a huge difference in the city today. So it's a win-win on all counts.
When you come back, Bart, do people recognize you, like, pretty much wherever you go?
Well, I think that might be a little bit, I think, in certain places. But if you think about it, if you're going into the places where you have frequently gone before,
mm-hmm.
That would be normal. And you're seeing your friends, they might therefore know about our family's background and so forth. If you're just walking into a new place or something like that, probably not so much, Sandy, in that instance. But just being there, it's not a matter of being recognized. It's a matter of recognizing just, you know, the wonderful people that are in Green Bay and just saying, I'm so glad to be back and a part of it. Heck, we're already looking forward to some of the next upcoming trips up that way with my wife and my grandson and the event next May with Rawhide, the Packers Hall of Fame banquet. At those venues, sure, there's going to be some recognition, but that's not what I think about when I go there. I think, well, who can I meet today that maybe I haven't met yet?
Mm-hmm.
You and I wouldn't have developed the friendship we had except for a mutual friend that we had.
Right.
Well, I just got sent a picture, Bart. If you don't mind, I want to put it on my Facebook. It's my friend Mary just sent me this unbelievably wonderful picture. It's your dad in a Santa Claus suit, Ray Nitschke in a Santa Claus suit, your mom sitting on the like the fireplace, your younger brother with a Packer helmet, you sitting between your mom and dad, and I believe it's Ray Nitschke's, must be Jackie, with two kids. Do you remember this picture at all?
I remember it vividly.
Okay.
We used to live on a little cul-de-sac called Chateau Drive. It was off of Liberty Street, so if you went down to Ridge Road heading north, and then turned left on Liberty, went down about a half a mile, you'd run into this little cul-de-sac, Chateau Drive. That's where that photo was made. I remember it quite well.
It is quite the picture. I'm going to post. Is it okay if I post this on my Facebook?
Absolutely. Have at it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Let's talk about Rawhide a little bit, because I know that is so near and dear to you. And that event, it was so spectacular and so moving last year. Let's just talk about a little bit the purpose of Rawhide, where that's at today, and anything you'd like to share about that organization.
If I could jump in, one of the a lady we had on yesterday that I used to work with in Appleton, she grew up at Rawhide.
Oh, wow.
Her uncle started it. Her uncle was Gillespie. She started it. And Kim Massey is her name now. But she grew up there, Bart. We had her on here talking yesterday about they used to go bareback riding with the horses in the pond and things like that.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's what matters most about Rawhide is the stories that you really can't understand may develop in the years and decades to follow. I remember several years ago, we had an event similar to the one you went to, Sandy, and a person came up and asked me a question. He said, do you remember when you were about maybe about 9 or 10 years old and you and your dad and mom took a young man out for a ride who was about 13 or 14 years old at Rawhide? I said, are you that young man? And he said, I am. And he relayed a story. He said, I remember asking your dad, he said, Mr. Starr, are you rich? And football players at that time were decidedly not rich. They were right in the middle class, which was actually a perfect way to live your life in Green Bay at that time. And my dad's response resonated with him because he said, do you remember what he said? I said, I do. He said, if you are able to reach into your heart for people that are deeply in need, then you will forever be rich. And it stuck with him. And he's now, I assume he's still with us and doing well. And he was a successful accountant with two lovely daughters and his wife. And they were just beaming with pride. That's what Rawhide is all about, because that slight difference when they're young can make an enormous difference by the time they're 20, 30 or 40 years later. And so the Rawhide's ability to step into the fray when maybe otherwise these individuals could fall through the crack has made a profound difference in just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives, and therefore benefited the entire Wisconsin community.
That is so incredible, Bart. We just got a text message in. It says, I remember battling Bart Starr Jr. in basketball when he played for Dickinson Grade School.
And then we've got another one. Great show. Yes. Bart Starr Jr. is a class act, just like his parents.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet. Dickinson is still there. It was not far from DePere High School. DePere High School has moved long since we left, but we moved to DePere in the middle of fifth grade and began going to Dickinson right away, met some amazing teachers and fellow students there. And I love seeing them to this day. That's a wonderful community, as you know.
We're with Bart Starr Jr. Bart, I just read a book written by Bill Curry, former Packer center. And he told the story about one time he was at your house. It was Bart and Zeke Bratkowski. It's when he was an offensive line coach for the Packers. And it was him and Zeke Bratkowski and your dad and I think one other coach. And somebody came to the door. Or maybe one of you went to your dad and said, hey, there's somebody at the door. And your dad went out there and the guy said, Mr. Starr, I just wanted to know if I could get my father's dying. He doesn't have long to go. And I just want to know if I can get an autograph. And your dad said, where is he? He goes, well, it doesn't matter. I'll just, well, no, where is he? And he goes, well, he's in the car. He says, well, bring him in.
Oh, my gosh.
So, in the story, your dad has the guy come out of his car, takes him to, like, his private den where all of his memorabilia was and everything, and talked to him about certain games and showed him all his memorabilia, and the guy was leaving. He was crying. He goes, my God, my dad can, like, now die a happy man.
Wow.
And then Bart just goes right back, okay, guys, where were we? And picks it right back up. That was him, though, wasn't it?
Well, it was him, and he well remembers the times in his own life growing up in a very poor area in Montgomery, Alabama, city of Green Bay, and the Packers organization giving him a chance after he had been injured in college, drafting him nevertheless, bringing him up there. And his level of gratitude towards that city, that organization, and all the people therein was immense and genuine. That's what mattered. He really felt that he was getting more out of scenarios such as what you just described, John, than what the other person was getting. And so he never looked at that as a burden. He viewed that as a blessing for him to be able to participate and to use the success he was having on the football field as a platform to do something greater. And never once did he feel like that was anything that he had to do. He looked at that with joy and pleasure to be in a position to do it.
Is that incredible, though? I mean, you talk about the genuineness of a human being.
So I will say, like, I'd never met your parents, which I wish I would have, but I have not. But just knowing you, I can't, and how everybody talks about your parents, you have continued that on, Bart. You have such a huge heart, and I think you're a benevolent, grateful, kind human being.
Enough about me. Let's talk about Bart Jr. Bart, can you stick around through the break? This is so good. Are you okay time-wise?
Absolutely. Okay. I set aside as much time as you need, and I'm right here.
Awesome. Bart Starr Jr. joining us. We'll be back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Jim has a day off. Sandra Rink filling in with us. We've got Dennis from the Glam Band. We've got Christy. And we've got the incredible honor of having Bart Starr Jr. on our show right now. And Bart, I just told these folks a quick story here. And they said, well, share it. I met your dad one time. I emceed some event here in Green Bay, and I gave him. I've written books on World War II veterans, Vietnam veterans, things like that, and I gave him one of my books. And I've got one piece of memorabilia hanging up on the wall in my home office, and it's the letter. It's a framed letter that your dad sent me, thanking me profusely and talking about his dad was a veteran and all these things, the World War II vets, and how much he enjoyed the book. And I thought, this is the Bart Starr. Took the time to write me this beautiful letter. I mean, I've got that. It's the only thing I have hanging in my office, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. Dad had great reverence for the individuals who served our country. His dad was primarily in the Pacific region in World War II. And back in Montgomery, Alabama, when he was growing up, he and his brother would go down to a local theater, and they would watch newsreels from the Philippines and other places where they were able to capture some of the images. And he always wondered, because every now and then he and his brother would say, that's Dad right there. And looking back on it, he would say, we weren't certain it was what we wanted to believe it was, because they were worried, obviously, that something might happen. And so they were just so grateful when he made it back. And the level of bravery and courage that these individuals demonstrated kept him in a position where forever Dad would gently remind people when they'd say, you're my hero. He'd say, thank you for saying that, but let's remember that the real heroes are those who sacrifice for our country, sacrifice for the community, firefighters and police officers and so forth. And he said, I've just been given an opportunity to do good works, but the heroes are the ones who have literally been willing to lay down their lives or risk doing so. And I think that's really important for all of us to remember that.
Awesome.
Dennis? You know, Bart, one of the things that I enjoy so much about you is that these things that you say sound so incredible, but you really are them. I think your whole family embodies this incredible generosity. And it's been my experience in knowing you that you walk your talk. And it's such an admirable and rare thing these days, I feel.
It's genuine.
It's genuine.
It's hard to find genuineness.
It's genuinely kind.
I hate to say it. It just seems like so many people, and I've dealt with so many people, they do something that seems really nice, but beneath the surface, they're kind of doing it so that they get the pats on the back. I mean, I hate to say it, but there are. And then there's people like the Starr family. Dennis,
it's just who you guys are.
Yeah, and Bart, I have my friend Dennis Peters here. His mother made a very sweet little genuine. I'll let you tell him about it. What'd she do for the veterans?
Oh, my mother made a bunch of quilts for the veterans and what have you, and we're just distributing them through around. And John's doing a great job of distributing them around the community and what have you. But what I was, I read a lot about your father, and of course you come up in those books and what have you. It always impressed me about the discipline in the home that your father grew up in. Could you elaborate on that and how that I guess that watered down to you, so to speak?
So my dad grew up in a military household, with my dad being a career military man. And so, as you might imagine, the expectations were high, and I will say Dad described him as relatively inflexible. It was the military way or no way. That inured to my dad's benefit when he got to Green Bay, because in his fourth year, Coach Lombardi arrived, and it was not a big adjustment for him to deal with a person who was had such high expectations, as did Coach Lombardi. But more importantly, I think now Dad did not run our house like that, but he quietly let everybody know that there were certain things that were going to happen and be expected, mostly how we would show respect and courtesy and respect everybody's dignity, regardless of the situation, regardless of where we were, and regardless of what they said or didn't say, try to understand that person. That was the one area where I would say Dad was insistent that you try to get things right every single time. Do not miss an opportunity to let that person know that they matter, even though they may have been through extreme difficulty, may have had an extreme setback, may have been battling something, that the entire community cares about them. And he was just in a position where he could maybe make a little bit more of a difference because he was well known, not because he mattered more, but because he was had the ability to interact with him in that special way. That's the one thing I think that I'm glad that he was so consistent in his messaging along those lines. And I hope we can do half of what he did in terms of the way he showed that respect to every single person with whom he interacted.
Sandra's got a quick story about listening to your dad on my radio show a few years back, probably 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but Sandra was so enthralled by your dad on this show.
Yeah, so of course, everybody knows, who doesn't? I mean, from Green Bay, everybody knows your dad, or of your dad, right? So I was driving for work, and I told Bart the story, but I'll retell it. I was driving around, and I was listening to sports radio, and John was on, and he had your dad on as a guest. And I started listening to him like, oh, my God, this is so good. So anyway, I ended up pulled my car over, canceled the lunch that I had, sat there and just listened to the program. And they didn't even go to commercial break because it was so, so good. And it was how I know you felt like that interview. Like, he was such a genuine, kind, caring, funny, great stories. And it just was such an enthralling interview. It's forever stuck in my brain. So that was my impression of your dad. And then when I got to know you, you did not disappoint. You were, you're a chip off the old block. Totally.
You're putting me, Sandy, you're flattering me way more than I deserve, but thank you for doing that. There's a reason that you pick up on those traits, though. Those who pick up on it tend to possess them themselves. Oh. And the people who know you, they know that that's part of your being. And that's why you've been such an important person within the community, as well as such a successful businesswoman. So thank you for saying that, but remember, thank that's you. A reflection on you as well.
Well, if you ever want to know your dad's heritage around here, what people still think of him, I was at a auction about a year or so ago for a very, very great benefit, the Brian Lavalette Scholarship of Honor, and they had one of your dad's watches for an auction. Went for $11,000. I thought, you know what? I might go after this. And then it got up to $11,000.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Bobby Wires has the watch. I got the memory.
Bob Wires is his good friend.
Yeah, I know. Bart Starr Jr., thank you so very much for being on. What an honor and a pleasure it is to have you on. Just keep doing what you're doing, and everything will be great. Thank you so very much.
And Jamie says hi.
This has been my honor. Say hi to Jamie. I will. And y'all be well. It's great to catch up with you.
Thank you, Bart.
Thank you, Bart.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank
wow.
You so much.
See
that
you
was
soon.
Fantastic. Sandra, this has been really fun having you on. It's been really
thank
great.
Thank you, guys. It was fantastic. It was really great.
Dennis
I enjoyed
from the Grand
it.
Band, always good having you, buddy.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Christy, every Friday with this
thank
guy,
you.
Right?
Yep. Dennis right. will be in next Friday.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mother the Mayor. See ya.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.